This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
In first place, record of 44-10, the Cavs. 5.5 games back, the Boston Celtics in the East. The Knicks are 8 games back. And then you have Indiana, 13.5, Milwaukee at 14.5. This season has gone so much better than I think the folks, even the folks who run the Cavs. If you ask Kobe Altman, did you think you'd be 5.5 games up?
Of course I did, Jeff. This is how we looked at the season going into this. We knew we could win every game.
On the fourth place team. I mean, Andy, you're not falling out of the top two. I'd be stunned if the Cavaliers didn't finish first or second in the conference. Be stunned. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps.
I agree. How many games have they left? 44-10 is.
They've got about a third of the season still.
50.
But the thing of it is that the way they've played looks like it's really sustainable to me. You know, they've done a really nice job. Their defense has been solid enough, I think, to get the job done. It's been solid enough. In the Eastern Conference, it's been one of the better defenses.
What did we say, 28 games ago? So they can clinch up a playoff spot here probably as early as Bulls are 22.5.
Well, you don't have to worry about that.
I'm just saying.
They have a playoff spot. You know, can they clinch the number one and number two seed? Yeah, I think they can do that.
Yeah, I think so too. I agree with you. It's 5.5 just feels like, does it feel big or small?
That's not insurmountable against the Celtics.
No, and especially if the Celtics beat the Cavs when they play here, 9 days, something like that?
I think the Cavs are going to have to play well. I think the Celtics will play well down the stretch, and the Celtics just could end up with a number one seed. But it's a pretty decent hill to climb here, 5.5 games. That's pretty serious. But it could happen. I do not see the Knicks catching the Cavs. Knicks at 8 games back right now. I wonder this. Cavs are so predicated on the three-point shot. I wonder, and I'm looking down the road here, I wonder if in a playoff series where teams can focus on what you do, you know, and not worry about other things, I mean, all of the other team's efforts are going to be going to stopping one team night after night. I wonder if teams are able to really dig into the Cavaliers' three-point shot and maybe take that aspect of the game away or at least diminish it a little bit. Cavs right now, number one scoring team in the East at over 122 points per game. And I wonder if the team is built for a playoff series. I think DeAndre Hunter helps. I really do. I think it's a nice addition. But I just wonder. And then you get into a series, and that's, you know, we'll see how the new philosophy with the new offense and some of the defense remaining plays in the playoffs.
Obviously, the eyes of the nation are watching. I mean, see how many games they have on national TV coming up here? Just even before March 5th?
More than a few.
Yeah, I mean, they're on ESPN four times between now and March 5th. They are also on NBA TV once on March 2nd, and TNT True and Max once too against Orlando. So, you know, people are interested because the TV networks aren't pulling those games if they don't think the people want to watch it. So I'm looking ahead to games that they should win versus loss and how close they can get this. Brooklyn, New York, Memphis, Orlando, Boston round out the month. So February 28th is Boston. I'd be sure be nice to get a win against them. I know the regular season doesn't mean anything when we get to the playoffs, but psychologically, I think that if you can pick up a couple wins against these guys, it's not going to hurt. I just, the thought of having to go up against a team that you haven't beaten in the playoffs doesn't help, but at least the Cavs have done that too. They've already beat Boston once, so that's a big deal. That December 1st game where they won by four at home against Boston gives you the confidence, I think, to propel you into the postseason saying, hey, we can beat anybody. I already think they think that. It is amazing to see how well they do against teams over 500. I mean, they're strong, very strong. So
I thought it was interesting to hear John Schumann, who was just with us from NBA.com. If you missed that conversation, by the way, or a chat with Anthony Castrovince from MLB.com or Amy Trask from CBS Sports, former CEO of the Raiders, go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app, 92.3thefan.com. I thought it was interesting to hear John say that he liked the Cavs' long-term possibilities because Evan Mobley is still so young. You know, Evan, when you take a look at him, just looks like the type of guy, and you watch his game, and you think, this guy's still growing, he's still so young, and there's still so much more that he might be able to add to his game and do. And honestly, that's why I think the Cavaliers' immediate future is pretty bright. It's because of him. Now, Darius is also young. Donovan Mitchell isn't old. Neither's Jared Allen. But I'm curious as to how they're going to be able to add to the team in the years ahead. You know, when you're in the next 5 years, when you don't have a first-round pick to trade, just another,
they don't have a lot of assets.
No. Yeah. And I wonder how you're going to be able to do that. Are you going to be able to attract free agents to come in and supplement this team? And the type of free agents that you would have to come in to supplement the team wouldn't be, I wouldn't think, you know, big-time guys, because in theory you already have your big-time guys. Right? You have Jarrett, you have Evan, and you have two guards. And now you have a small forward. It would just be role players to come in and fill out the rotation. So we'll see. But where you have Oklahoma City, who is just stocked with draft picks still and really good young talent, you know, they can package first-round picks and go get big-time player to come in and, you know, be a huge part of their team. It's been weird to be in this mode, though, and I think we've been in it for some time because the Cavs' start has been so good. Their season has been so good. Just that, okay, well, what happens in the playoffs?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You remember anything that's been this, like, so quickly? All right, well, let's see what happens in the playoffs. Because, man, it's been that way for...
You mean of any sport or just Cavaliers?
Since, no, any sport. It's been that way since about January.
Didn't the Guardians feel that way a little bit to you last year? Early?
No.
They didn't?
No.
And when you start the season, whether they're 16-0 to start the season, I don't know how you can't have that kind of... I mean, I remember when they were, even before they lost to Boston in that first game of the season to have the loss, you were like, they're already in the playoffs. And I'm like, man, it feels really early to say that. But you're right. I think you're right. I still think you're right. Have we ever had a team? Well, I don't know. When the Indians were playing in the 90s, you always felt like, you know, they were on autopilot to get to the playoffs.
Which is hard to believe because there are so few playoff teams.
But they were so good.
Ugh. They were so good.
Those lineups, you'd sit there and you'd be like, we have an all-star in every slot. And what was it? Tommy was hitting eighth. I mean, we had so many.
Or Manny.
Yeah. Manny Ramirez was hitting eighth. Are you serious?
Sandy was hitting ninth.
So, yeah, I don't know that I've ever felt this good or strong about a team. I'm
so quickly.
Concerned. Yeah, but I am concerned about a seven-game series because it's just not the same. And I think this – yeah. But here's an advantage. I think the team learned that last year. The young guys on this team learned. They were like, hey, this isn't getting into the play-in tournament. This isn't getting a little better than that. This isn't winning in the play-in. This is like big boy basketball. And I think that – when you have a team as young as they were, especially last year, and you know still young now, that they have more experience to understand how to play the seven-game series out rather than you know just being in a hurry.
What do you think Evan Mobley can become? Can he become...
Is he Chris Bosh?
I think he's better than Chris Bosh.
Already you think he's better than Chris Bosh?
I think he's Chris Bosh now. With upside to come.
Before LeBron, Toronto Chris Bosh or Miami Chris Bosh?
He was better in Toronto.
Bosh was better.
Yeah.
Was a more impactful player in Toronto. I agree.
I think that's an interesting comparison because they're you know both lanky kind of guys who you thought you know they have enough muscle to do the gig. You know, be more of an inside guy. Do you want him to be more of an inside guy?
Totally annoying though if he's not on your team, right?
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that was true.
It's the ultimate compliment.
Jeff's in University Heights. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Good afternoon, Andy and my namesake.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
You're a lot better, Jeff, than I am, I'm sure.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, I would. But, you know, you guys are talking about the Cavs and the three-point shot. The Celtics depend on that, too.
They sure do.
In fact, I think they yank more threes than any team in the league, which allows, as we've seen the three times they played the Cavs, allow the Cavs to get back in the game when, you know, they were behind by, quite a few points. The other thing, too, Jeff, I kind of disagree with you slightly. If the Cavs finish second, to me that's kind of a disappointment after leading so long for the entirety of the season. And you've got a 5.5-game lead with 28 left. I mean, if you go 20-8, you should hold on to that spot. And that's about to the percentage that they're playing right now. So the way I look at it, if they were to give up that number one seed in the East, means that they had a very disappointing stretch run, which that doesn't bode well for the playoffs. And Boston would have to play amazing down the stretch. So I think it's a disappointment if they don't have the number one seed. And then the other thing, too, it's to their advantage to have it because you avoid a possible New York series in the second round and then have to beat New York and Boston to get to the finals, whereas if you were the number one seed, you only have to beat one of those teams.
I would agree with that, Jeff.
That's a good point.
I don't think I said it would be a disappointment if they dropped the two, did I? If I did.
No, you said, no, you didn't say it would be a disappointment.
I think there's a possibility.
There's a possibility. Yeah. I'm saying it's a disappointment
if they
dropped
the two
seed.
No, I would agree with you. If they do drop the two with a 5.5-game lead with about 28 to play, that would be disappointing. Because
right, that means they would have been playing poorly down the stretch, and you don't want to be playing poorly down the stretch.
Or the Celtics are on absolute fire, as you pointed out, Jeff.
That, and one last thing real quick before I go. Jeff and Andy, my opinion, and people probably disagree with this, but if the Cavs don't get to at least the Eastern Conference Finals, to me they're the 2017 Indians. You know, the Indians went on that long winning streak and won 102 games and got blitzed by the Yankees in the first round of the playoffs. So if the Cavs get knocked off, God forbid, in the first round or even in the second round, to me this season is a disappointment as well.
Which would make me think, do they tweak with anything out of their core four guys, or do they roll it back again, Jeff? So
yeah, well, that will remain to be seen. And, you know, the most likely in that case to be traded would probably be Jared Allen. You're not trading Mobley. You're not trading Mitchell. And based on the year that Garland's had this year, you're not going to trade him. So if they trade one of the core four, that leaves Jared Allen.
Hopefully we don't have to think about that, right, Jeff?
Yes, please. I don't want to think. Gosh, that's typical Cleveland thinking. So.
All right, buddy. Thanks, bud. All right. Jeff in University Heights.
BasketballReference.com has playoff probabilities.
Fabulous.
And where you're going to land.
Website.
Yeah. Where you're going to land. Mm-hmm. I want to guess where the Cavs percentage point is for landing first.
93% chance.
Oh, you're so off. You're better than that.
Not really.
95.5. You can do better, Jeff.
I'll try, Andy.
And then leaving them a 4.5% chance of being in second, and that's it. They are 100% in 1 through 6.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not changing.
No.
I
think it's just interesting. 95% chance, 95.5% chance of being the number one seed with a 5.5 game lead with, 20 games left in the season.
The one thing that's slightly scary, the only thing, you know, if you're looking at it here, and Jeff's right, if the Knicks stay at 3 and you got the Celtics and the Knicks over in the same bracket, that's good. Does any other team in the East get hot? You know, does any team get hot who you don't want to face in the first round? Again, Philadelphia is the only team to me. I personally wouldn't care to see Milwaukee. I know other people don't really fear Milwaukee. I don't fear them. If I could avoid them, I wouldn't mind doing that either. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.